On today's show, Hyundai says its Ioniq EV is cheaper to operate than the Bolt EV. Dodge teases more details on the wild and crazy demon, and why Israel is emerging as an automotive powerhouse. You heard that right. Israel. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. The Chevy Bolt EV has about 240 miles of range. Tesla promises its upcoming Model 3 will have at least 215 miles of range. But the Hyundai Ioniq EV only has a range of 124 miles. Even so, Hyundai says it's not at a big disadvantage. While it doesn't have the most range, the Ioniq's MPGe rating is 136, which is number one in the U.S. Hyundai also points out that 98% of new car buyers expect to drive less than 100 miles a day, so range anxiety shouldn't be a problem. But more importantly, the Ioniq is more efficient than the others. The Bolt EV uses 450 more kilowatts annually, and the Nissan Leaf uses 750 more. It costs 81 cents to drive the Ioniq 25 miles, compared to 92 cents for the Bolt and 97 cents for the Leaf. On top of all of that, the Ioniq is $7,000 cheaper than the Bolt. So will that be enough to persuade consumers to buy an Ioniq instead of the others? Maybe amongst EV enthusiasts, but for everyone else, range is king. If you buy a new Jaguar XE, XF, or F-Pace, paying for gas just got more convenient. The automaker teamed up with Shell to create an app that allows you to pay for gas with the car's touchscreen. Payments can be made using PayPal or Apple Pay to buy fuel at the pump. Android Pay will be added later in the year. The service begins in the UK and then will be rolled out globally afterwards. But if you don't own one of these vehicles, don't worry. The feature will be made available across the entire Jaguar Land Rover lineup in the future. You know, it may sound crazy, but Israel could emerge as an automotive powerhouse. We'll explain how right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Yen Fung, experience in motion.
Could Israel emerge as an automotive powerhouse? It sure looks that way, even though the country has nothing to do with making cars. As automakers move into mobility services, Israel is positioning itself to develop technologies that will make that possible. It has mapped out a strategy to have startups in all areas of mobility, including cybersecurity, over-the-air updates, infrastructure and connectivity, ADAS, and autonomy. Israel believes one of its critical advantages is compulsory military service. Some elite military units get first-hand experience in remote sensing, computer vision, cybersecurity, and embedded systems. So when they get out of the service and into the private sector, they're ready to launch startups. And as this graphic shows, they're already covering all aspects of mobility and autonomy. You know, diesels sure have a dirty image, and the VW emissions scandal isn't helping them either. And now nearly 300 doctors, nurses, and health professionals in the UK want all diesels banned. They say that exposure to diesel NOx and particulate pollution stunts lung growth in infants and children. You know, we here at Autoline think a diesel ban is a bad idea. In the U.S., emission regulations for light vehicles mandate that diesels have to meet the same emission standards as gasoline engines. Why not just adopt the U.S. standards instead of banning diesels? European emission standards for heavy trucks look tougher than they are in the U.S., but easier testing procedures mean that European diesel engines emit more emissions. Again, we think it's smarter to tighten up the test, not to ban the engines. You know, weren't we just talking about goofy-looking vans yesterday? The Peugeot partner Tepi sure seems to fit into that category, but this is an electric version of the van. There are two lithium-ion battery packs that combine for 22.5 kilowatt-hours of capacity, which gives the van 170 kilometers or about 105 miles of range. You know, these days, that's pretty average for an EV. The partner Tepi Electric, geez, what a goofy name. The van will make its debut in Geneva and then go on sale in September. Dodge is slowly teasing out details of its monster performance car, the Demon. And coming up next, we'll show you what the latest details are.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Dodge just released another teaser video of the Demon, a streetcar based on the Challenger that's designed for the drag strip. The latest video teases the tires and wheels because the car sits on giant 315/40 R18 tires mounted on 11-inch wheels. The tires are made by Nitto and are molded specifically to this car. Nitto is a Japanese tire maker that's carving out a nice niche for itself, making tires for enthusiasts. Thanks to their unique compounding, the tires provide 40% more launch force than what's on the Hellcat. It's also due to the fact that they put 15% more rubber on the road. Note how the tire wrinkles up at launch. That's not a computer-generated image, folks. It's the real deal. You all know that every car company has its own design studios and a small army of designers. But were you aware that a lot of supplier companies also have design staffs? Later this afternoon on Autoline After Hours, John and Gary will be joined by Tom Gould, the head of design for Adient, the supplier company that makes seats and interiors. They'll be talking about how designers at supplier companies inspire and integrate their work with their counterparts at the car companies. Once again, Autoline After Hours gives you insights into the inner workings of the automotive industry. And if you've got any questions you'd like to ask on the show, shoot us an email to viewermail@autoline.tv. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you for watching.